Sweet hour of prayer, sweet hour of prayer, that calls me from.
Welcome to the Pray With Me podcast. Again, thank you for joining me for another episode. Thank you for joining me if you've stuck around for all 200 episodes. I am thankful for your dedication to this, and it's really what keeps me going through this. And I know that it's helpful, and I've gotten lots of great feedback. And so I thank you for you praying with me in this way. Wednesday's focus in prayer is on leadership. We've been looking at the good leadership in the Bible, many great examples that we have. We are looking at Joshua this morning. In Numbers chapter 14, verses 6 through 9 is one of the great places we find Joshua sticking out as a leader. It says, "But Joshua the son of Nun and Caleb the son of Jephunneh, who were among those who had spied out the land, they tore their clothes and they spoke to all the congregation of Israel, saying, 'The land we pass through to spy out is an exceedingly good land. If the Lord delights in us, he will bring us into this land and give it to us, a land which flows with milk and honey. Only do not rebel against the Lord, nor fear the people of the land, for they are our bread. Their protection has departed from them, and the Lord is with us. Do not fear them.'" And we know that a number of years later, in Joshua chapter 6, that they went into Jericho, that first great city in Canaan, and took it. But only after they encircled it for 7 days. We know that Hebrews 11 verse 30 says that it was by faith that the walls of Jericho fell down after they were encircled for 7 days. It was all by the great leadership, first of God, but then by Joshua in those days. And so we see his faith transferred to those who followed him. So would you pray with me at this time for greater biblical leadership like Joshua? Father in heaven, we thank you for Jesus, your son. We thank you for his ability to lead the greatest example for us as a human being. And we thank you for Joshua's example of leadership. We thank you for Joshua and his willingness to lead and to wait his turn to lead after the days of Moses. We thank you for his acceptance of your choosing him to lead and his faith in your power to deliver from their enemies, no matter who they might have faced. We thank you for his encouragement of your people, helping them to step out in faith and to conquer the enemies that they faced. We thank you for that. We praise you for giving us the example of Joshua. Father, we ask that we would be good leaders like Joshua and Caleb, that we would promote a focus on obeying you and your word in all areas of life, despite what we might feel, despite where we might be coming from or what is unknown in our future, that we would focus on you in all things. And Father, we pray that we would promote in others a leadership like Joshua's, that we would lead others by our own example, and that we would lead others to conquer their enemies and to conquer your enemies, Father. We're thankful for that opportunity, and we pray that we would all be found faithful stewards in the end of those who are following us, whether it be our families, friends, or communities. Father, we pray that we would be better leaders in our kingdom, in your kingdom, and in our own communities. Father, we ask that we would pray more, that our leaders would pray more, and that we would pray more for our leaders as well. It's in Jesus' name and by his authority that we pray. Amen. Again, thank you for joining me in prayer this morning. And remember to pray like it all depends on God, but to work like it all depends on you. Until next time.
My soul has all found. And oft his care. the tale.